Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Throughout the period of Great Lent, and particularly during the fifth week of Lent, according to the Russian tradition, the Orthodox Church sings a service called the Akathist Hymn to the Holy Mother of God. This hymn, actually a long poem of praise, comprised of 24 stanzas, points to the special place of honor that the Virgin Mary occupies in the Orthodox Church. From the very beginning, the hymn text praises her as the perfect human response to the call of God, which she received at the Annunciation. And throughout the hymn, she is praised as the prayerful defender of the faithful from all evil. Historically, the origins of the Akathist hymn date back to the year 626 AD, when Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire, was under attack from the Persians. Woefully outnumbered, the emperor and the citizens were surrounded in the city, while the Persian army laid siege by land and by sea. Calling upon their faith in God, the clergy, led by Patriarch Sergius, and the high officials of Byzantium began to march around the walls of Constantinople, holding an icon and singing praises to the Mother of God. Shortly, a great miracle occurred. A massive storm with enormous waves arose and demolished the majority of the enemy's fleet. Weakened by this disaster, the Persians had no choice but to retreat, and the city was saved. In thanksgiving for this miracle, all the faithful gathered at the Church of the Mother of God at Vlachernye, on the Golden Horn. The patriarch celebrated the service, and the people prayed all night long, singing praises to the Virgin Mary and standing the whole time. This is why it is called the Akathist hymn, because the Greek word akathistos means not seated. The service opens with a majestic hymn, "To you, the champion leader, we your people, delivered from evil, sing our hymns of victory and thanksgiving." We will hear three settings of this hymn. The first, a Russian-Greek chant, as set by Deacon Sergius Trubachov, sung in Church Slavonic by the monks of the Holy Trinity St. Sergius Lavra. This will be followed by a version sung in Greek-Byzantine chant by the Byzantine choir under Lycurgos Angelopoulos, and finally a version in English sung in Byzantine chant by the trio Icona.
Oh,
Rejoice, O Bride Unwedded, the closing phrase of the Kantakion of the Akathist hymn, which becomes the repeated refrain of the entire Akathist, along with Alleluia, sung by all the people at the end of each stanza. We now hear several of those stanzas chanted by the Trio Icona and Father Anthony Savas.
Sun to appear. Rejoice, womb of the divine incarnation. Rejoice, thou through whom creation is renewed. Rejoice, thou through whom the Creator becometh a babe. Rejoice, thou bride unwedded.
Beholding herself in chastity, the Holy One spake boldly unto Gabriel. The strangeness of thy words seemeth hard to my soul to receive. For how speakest thou of a seedless conception? Crying aloud, Alleluia.
We continue with the Akathist hymn, as sung by the trio Ikona, preceded by yet another rendition of the Kantakion, To You the Champion Leader, again sung in Greek, Ti Hypermachos Stratego. This will be followed by another setting of the Byzantine melody by Simeon Froishev, in a performance by the St. Vladimir Seminary Octet of 1995.
Tiber magos radigo danikitilia, os vitrothis adondidon ekharisiria,
showed to us his creatures when he sprang forth from the seedless womb, and he preserved it incorrupt, even as it was, that we, seeing this marvel, may praise her as we cry out. Rejoice, flower of incorruption, rejoice, crown of continents. Rejoice, thou who flashest forth the type of the resurrection. Rejoice, thou who showest forth the life of angels. Rejoice, tree of goodly fruit whereby the faithful are nourished. Rejoice, wood of leafy branches whereby many are sheltered. Rejoice, thou who bearest the guide of those astray. Rejoice, thou who engenderest the redeemer of captives. Rejoice, supplication before the righteous judge. Rejoice, forgiveness for many transgressors. Rejoice, robe of confidence for the naked. Rejoice, tenderness vanquishing all desire.
Next, we hear a portion of the Akathist hymn, actually its conclusion, sung in the Russian style by the choir of the Holy Trinity St. Sergius Monastery near Moscow, under the direction of Father Matvey.
Наставляет красу божественную вся, зарею просвещающая, званием же почитаемая сими. Oh. ты, святейшее Слово, нынешнее приемши приношение, от всякие избави напасти все, и будущее из минуки, о тебе вопиющий.
The text of the final Kantakion of the Akathist hymn sums up the reasons Orthodox Christians offer praises to the Virgin God-bearer during Great Lent and throughout the year. O Mother, worthy of all praise, you bore the Word, the holiest of all holies. Accept our offering and deliver from every disaster and from impending punishment all those who cry out to you, Alleluia. We will hear this hymn sung in Church Slavonic by the Finnish Orthodox choir Slava under the direction of Tatiana Willenius. To close our program dedicated to the Akathist hymn to the Mother of God, we will return once again to the Kantakion, To You the Champion Leader, in a magnificent setting by Sergei Rachmaninoff. The choir of St. Nicholas Church at the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow is under the direction of Alexei Puzakov. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 307. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and reminding you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.